Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Hello!
What was that? CBeebies.
Hello! Welcome to the Sloppy Joes podcast. I once had to do something like that for... We had to do for drama for some reason. We had to. Oh, by the way, I'm Joe. Hey, Joe.
My name's Joe as well.
And our noir man for the day, our black and white hero, Ethan James in the corner. Audio listeners won't make a difference.
Oh, look at that! We've had filter on that guy.
Camera problems, but who cares? It's only Ethan. I had to do.
Be nice.
Sorry, that's tightening it. I had to, for some reason, in drama in college, I had to do a CBeebies bedtime story and like act it out. And what I did was I sort of the classic. Explain to audio listeners what I'm doing.
From behind, it looks as though you're sort of hunched over masturbating.
And then I turned around and had a pair of sunglasses in my hand. Hiya, kids.
Wait a sec. That isn't an action associated with sunglasses.
I was cleaning them.
He's cleaning his glasses.
Cleaning my glasses.
I love that.
We were in a sunny place. And the look on the tutor's face.
Who was this for, kids?
No, this was for Aquinas. Like, it was like a module, so no kids there. I don't know if there was kids there. He soon moved to Thailand.
Not after the year.
He soon moved to Thailand a month later.
The teacher?
Never been seen again.
Do you think that's... You made it move?
No. Do you know what he once said to me, his teacher? He said, enjoy these, Joe. These are your glory days. All downhill for you here.
For you.
For me. Not generally.
Well, we're in Breaking Joes, aren't we?
Yeah, but by the way, we've got 9 out of 10 Club coming up. We've also got Joe versus Joe. I'm finishing things off with Ask Ethan.
Can I just say, just for anyone who is on the audio only, if I sound a bit bungy, a bit sort of...
Bungy?
I'm a bit unwell, Joe. But you know
why?
Do you know what I won't do? I won't let it get to me.
No.
I went to a...
You mentioned it twice.
I went to a sort of pan-African jazz funk night last Tuesday, and I think it's got to me.
You got COVID?
I did a test this morning and it was not COVID. Here's what I want to say. We were meant to be filming this podcast. I asked if we could film this podcast over the weekend, right?
No, you didn't.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, you didn't.
No, let me stop.
No.
I
said, let's film on Sunday.
No.
You said, no, I'm busy.
Forget that. That's not true. What happened is, you were meant to be coming on the watch along for the Arsenal game, right?
So I came on.
You did come on. However, on the Wednesday, I get a text from you that said, Joe, I need to bail on Sunday for the watch along. Becky's needed in Grimsby for family matters.
Yeah.
I said, can I promise to do another one? It would be a big help. And I'm sat there thinking, oh shit, something's happened. At minimum, as you'd say, there's an induced coma going on here. If not, let's be honest, someone's dead. Becky's needed in Grimsby for family matters.
Yeah.
I said, no problems, I'll get you replaced. Hope everything's okay. I don't hear anything.
Yeah, sometimes you don't text me back.
So I don't anything for 24 back. Hours, which is fine.
Yeah.
I then get a text saying, you can do Sunday.
Yeah, I can do Sunday.
Right, so I'm thinking...
I did do Sunday. I came on the watch line on Sunday. Yeah. Straight for party watch line.
I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, obviously they got the funeral out of the way quick. Right?
No,
whatever's happened.
What are you talking about?
I speak to you on Sunday, and I said, Joe, what was the urgent family matters that Becky had to get back? You both, actually, not just Becky, you both had to go to Grimsby for.
She needed me.
You said her mum and dad have gone on holiday and they wanted us to look after the dog.
Yeah, Joe, that's a family matter.
You don't say, with no extra information, Becky's needed in Grimsby for family matters. For dog sitting?
If dog sitting is family matters, true or false? Ethan, is dog sitting a family matter?
I think... God, I look terrible, don't I? I think you know exactly what you were doing, Drew. And
you made it seem like someone was dead.
To be fair, I did put it on a bit heavy, but I just thought, I'm not lying here. I'm telling the truth.
No, well, you're not lying.
But I still made it.
But if you'd have said, Becky's needed in Grimsby, one of her family is unable to look after themselves and we have to feed them, I'd be thinking, oh no, granddad's taken a turn for the worst. It's still the dog. There's loads of things that aren't lies, but you don't frame it that way. I was shitting myself.
But
I was worried.
You weren't that bad.
I said, hope everything's okay.
Yeah, and then you left it for a bit.
Yeah. I said, I hope everything's okay. I'm not going to fit. What am I, a fucking doctor? I'm not going to come around.
Do you know what? When I texted it, I thought, that does read bad, but fuck it, I swear to
God. Can you think about that going forward, that the stress that might have
put
me under?
Yeah, but you must admit, when I came back on Sunday to do the watch along, you must have thought, all right, well, it mustn't have been too bad.
No.
No. How's your week been anyway?
My week's been good. Do you know what I had yesterday?
What?
Sunday, sorry. What was yesterday? Saturday.
Keep going.
I had a Joe McGrath food day.
What did you...
Joe.
What did you do?
First things first. Two fried eggs on toast for
beautiful.
Breakfast.
It's just so good, isn't it?
Two sets of two fried eggs. So four fried eggs on toast. Then I go to Didsbury Pride, right?
Yeah. Headlining?
I wasn't headlining, no, but I was just watching in that lovely event. Then there, I'm eating a coronation chicken.
Delicious.
But I can only be described that sandwich had been out for weeks.
Oh, well, not delicious.
It was delicious, but I could tell it was... But I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
They're not going to kill me. It's in a church ground. Yeah. Like, they know how to cook food for the masses. Jesus has been doing it for 2,000 years.
Yeah, of course.
Then that evening, I leave there, I get a Greggs.
Oh, wow.
And then for dinner...
What did you have for Greggs, by the way?
For Greggs?
Do tell. What did you...
Steak bake, chicken bake, pepperoni pizza.
Wow, what a pride.
I had some pride that day. And then for dinner, I text you.
Yeah.
Saying, Joe, where's a good takeaway pizza place
yeah.
in Stockport?
Yeah.
You sent me one. I get a large pizza, I get a peri-peri fry, and I get a garlic bread.
Genie, that's a good bit, isn't
it? Eat the lot. And then I have the audacity to say to Lizzie at bedtime, I think I've got food poisoning. My guts.
What do you
over
think
place.
It was? It was.
I don't know. Maybe the 6,000 calories I ate all day.
Yeah. That's bad. That
I said
food,
I'm going
Joe.
Full McGrath, Lizzie. Don't
stop
try and
saying
slow me
that.
Down.
I don't have 6,000 calories a day.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that people have been saying in the forums.
In the forums, saying, not oh, the forum.
You know, it's time to go hashtag full McGrath, where you will eat the worst.
I tell you what I did do. I bought some crispy chili oil on Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday morning at a shop. Thought, that looks nice. Had it on every meal.
You eat it like a yogurt,
mate. Not much left of the jar by the end of the day.
What is that? How much oil is that? That's 1,000 calories worth of oil.
There's a lot of chili, isn't there, in there, crispy?
Do you know a teaspoon of oil?
Yeah.
1 teaspoon of oil is 126 calories.
Okay, Ethan, how have you been? How has your week been, mate?
Yeah. Did you go full McGrath at all?
That's a good question. I did have a big old burger the other day called the Triple Nom that had two patties and pulled pork in it, so I guess I did go full McGrath.
Yeah, we've got to talk about this because he went, ladies and gentlemen, roller skating.
What?
Yeah, went roller skating.
I want to paint a picture, please. Explain your day and how good it was.
Well, I was saying all week that I wanted to do something on the weekend. I wanted to do something a bit different. My friend Matt, who hates... film
who decides, hates me who hates film
hits,
what do you mean
like the movies and for some reason Matt decided that he wanted to go out for National Cinema Day, so I was like, you won't enjoy that, I won't really enjoy that, let's go out and do something different.
Wow, so you celebrated Pride and you celebrated National Cinema Day.
Well, it turns out we didn't celebrate National Cinema Day because we went roller skating.
Wow. So I know where you do this. It's kind of the same place. You know, Great Northern, you've got Cinema there, the Odeon, and then you've got this mad new roller skating alley. Did you know you were good at roller skating?
Are you good at roller skating?
Well, this is my first time ever roller skating, you see, and I'm fucking class. Honestly.
Yeah.
Everyone else was standing along the side, pulling themselves along the metal, and I was just zooming around. So I had a great time. I fell
bully
over like three times.
Who just can't do it. And how was your mate? Did your mate keep up with you, your standard, or did he like not as good?
He couldn't walk in them at all. He literally just hung on the pole the whole time. He hated it. He wanted to go home early. But I was just zooming around. I was flying into the wall. I was falling over, but I didn't care. Had a good time in the Galactic Space Station.
Are you sponsored, Ethan? Is he getting...
That felt weird.
Yeah. Tickets now available online.
The thing is, Ethan's got the centre of gravity of a guinea pig. Do you know, because he's so short?
Yeah.
He's just like scuttling about. So an ice skate or a roller skate to him is like basically no different to walking. Me, I'm giraffing it out. I struggle with a sort of skate, I think.
Yeah, you can imagine me. We should all go, though.
You say that, but producer Bill, who has sadly left us, is alive, he's not dead. He's
okay, why
did
you say that then? He's taking Joe McGrath's tips here.
Hold on, we had a guy called Bill who worked here.
No, he didn't, he worked in the building. Producer Bill, who has sadly left us, Becky, who has to go back to Grimsby for family reasons.
What was Bill like?
While he was still alive.
I miss him.
Oh, he's a good live still a good lad. He's still alive and with us. But he's 6'5". You see, a bit like, well, you could say he looked a bit like Bambi Nice, but he stayed up. He was better than the rest of them.
So Bill was there with you as well.
Yeah.
We're talking about this character Bill. Who no one was
getting an invite.
Oh well, just, oh, sorry. Just, sorry, I had a little bit of a nightmare there.
Get Bill in, fuck me.
Yeah.
Bring back Bill.
Hashtag
bring back Bill.
The death of Bill's really got to Ethan's fingers, hasn't it?
We have got a sponsor. We love a sponsor. Now listen, they are the wonderful people at Armstrong's Projects. Yeah. They were established in 2016 and are a UK-based construction specialist. They are predominantly in the Northwest, and Armstrong's Projects, expertise in construction from a wide variety of sectors.
It's good,
Joe.
It is
we
great,
love
isn't it?
A construction.
The thing is, yeah, they've got a responsible team and they guarantee comprehensive turnkey construction service, Joe.
I love big words.
You do. Along with their partner design teams and healthy database of approved supply chain partners, services can be individually tailored.
And you can get your services individually tailored
to meet clients' specific requirements, ensuring the expectations of quality, program and budgets are all met.
Their team have experience in various building projects with values ranging from up to £5 million across a large variety of sectors, Joe.
Honestly, just being honest for a second, that's a lot of value.
That is a lot of
value.
They
can handle the big stuff.
They could build us a Sloppy Joe's bar.
A Sloppy Joe's bunker. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
When the end of the universe comes.
And we can get a slop... Oh, God. Can I have a top bunk?
We'll argue about that later on. Okay. And as with people, so with places, Joe.
They've got a good slogan.
They have.
What's the slogan?
We care, we communicate, we deliver.
Yes, they are a team of professionals who take pride in doing more for their clients, bringing a comprehensive devotion to customer service throughout. And if you want to find out more about Armstrong's Projects,
honestly,
the wonderful people who are helping Sloppy Joe's keep on going, it's www.armstrongs-uk.com. That'll be on the screen here.
It's also in the description, so check them out. Like I said, they're helping out the podcast. They're great guys over at Armstrong's Projects. Check them out. Link in the description. Thank you very much, Armstrong's Project. How's your week?
His fingers got nearly died in the M60.
Did you?
I thought about doing an experiment that went wrong. I tried to do a Barocca in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
So I put the tablet on the tongue, and instead of like letting it dissolve, let it dissolve in the mouth. So I'm on the tongue like that. The podcast or something.
Just foaming everywhere.
Yeah, and the big thing of water.
Oh, no.
And then holding it in my mouth like... And then it starts to expand, doesn't it? It starts to expand. So at one point, it was ready to burst. I just thought, the only way I'm going to do this is like... I just had to spray it.
No.
And it was so thick in me, I didn't even turn my head. I just... On the...
Driving?
I was driving, yeah.
And you just sprayed past, so just Barocca all over the inside of your car?
Never do it. Never do
Obviously never do it. What do you mean?
Never do it.
Yeah. Why do you keep saying never do it? Like people have heard that tale and gone, oh, I probably should just make a Barocca in my mouth.
Oh, the fizz, the mouth, the ball.
Yeah. Don't put a bath bomb straight up your arse. There's loads of things to not do.
God, you told me you've done it.
I know.
How much... For me, Ethan, to pay you to shove a little like golf ball size bath bomb up your bum.
Lush.
Ooh. Lush. Ooh. I have to pay you. No, I'd say in the region of £50 if it's a small.
How much? 50?
£50. Yeah.
All right, well, we can afford
there's
that.
There's an expectation.
Okay, I've changed
you
my mind.
You changed my mind. Okay. Upon reflection, I've changed my mind. Okay, that's 25 quid each.
What's the new number?
I think it's priceless. I don't think we can
we can get a bathroom up there.
I also think I had an awkward moment in the toilet. First of all, if you go to the toilet, right, and it's one of those mistakes, and all that happens is you just fart and that's it, do you still wipe your bum?
Yeah. And do you know what? Sometimes the fart took its jacket off on the way out. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes there's a little shell case in there, even though there was no bullet fired. And I don't know. And I don't know how that comes about. Do you have just a... I can do it, right? I have a shower.
Yeah.
Foot like I'm getting in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, really? You know...
Oh, don't...
Sometimes I'll go like that. I'm getting in there. It's clean. The thing
yeah,
is
it's clean.
You could eat your dinner off it.
Ethan would.
Ethan
50
probably
quid.
Would.
50 quid.
60 quid if I had dinner into his mouth. And then I'll just go about my day. No poos. No farts. So somebody gets a bit sweaty,
In the
go
gooch.
Go to the toilet, wipe my bum, Looks like someone's having chocolate fudge brownies.
Oh, God.
How is that possible?
It's mad, isn't it? It's mad.
How is that possible?
Always right. Ethan, if you just do a fart in the toilet, I mean, could you get that often where it's just a fart?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Would you wipe?
Yeah, hygienic. Yeah, it's good to look after yourself, I think.
Isn't it true, Joe, that you use baby wipes?
No. Becky put a stop to them because you don't have to flush them, are you?
No.
So what were you doing, just putting them in the bin?
No, you know you don't have to flush him. I was just trying to flush him, wasn't I?
Stamping him down
there. Like, what do you mean? Do I have to put him in the bin? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Cancel them out. But no, I do this game because when I have my show on the radio, it's quite late at night, and I do a game where you wash your hands and then you grab the paper towels because there's no hand dryer. It's not for me anyway. There's no
You've
hand
got plenty
dryer.
Of hair, Joe.
No.
And actually, you promised me you'd have a haircut before this. What's happened?
I asked you for advice. You didn't get back to me, so I went for a coffee. He's awful again back to me, so he just hates me. Right, so what I did is get the paper towels, no hand dryer, and what I like to do is the cubicles are in front of me, two cubicles in front of me, and a little game I play. This is late at night, this is like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Can I go over the top, land it in the cube, Bing land
bong.
It in the toilet?
The old sky hook.
Also, so basically, for the other listeners, I've got the paper towels, throwing it over the cubicle. If I land it in, 5 points.
Yeah, don't know why. Abdul-Jabbar.
Don't know why I'm collecting points. Who cares? Do it, like my regular. But obviously, there's little green things on the toilet doors.
Whether it's locked or unlocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Bacon. Baby, boop, over the top. But, excuse me. Some fucker was in there. Did lock the toilet.
It was locked.
So I've just gone boom like that. And all these scenes is a fucking wet paper towel. Probably smacked it on the head. He went, oh, what was that? I said, oh, I'm sorry. Just left. Just left.
Do you know who it was?
No, I didn't. No.
I hope it was Simon Mayer.
From Northwestern. I don't work there anymore.
Does he know?
Probably from someone from Northwestern, right? That, ladies and gentlemen, has been Breaking Joe.
Nice. Really good stuff. This landscape's going down a treat.
Love it. It really will perk you up. Next up, we're getting back on form. It's the 9 out of 10 club. Ooh. We've had 1 week of beauty with Fat Pats last week. And now Ethan James, leave it on the wire. Come and join us here.
So while you do that, I'll explain. The 9 out of 10 club is the club where we bring in a food or drink of our choice that we believe is genuinely about as good as it gets. We think it's 9 out of 10 in quality, and we have to convince the other two to induct it into the 9 out of 10 club. Look at this.
Right, so Ethan James bringing over a big Deliveroo bag.
Right. Here's what we're going to do. You open that, we'll close our eyes.
And speak down the microphone at the same time about what you like about it.
So you're going to introduce it, and we'll open our eyes and we'll see it.
Remember, no matter how good this is, we're going to have one bite this week.
All right, so one bite. Opening it first.
Okay.
Just because of timing issues. Have you closed your eyes?
My eyes are closed, yeah. I close my eyes.
I was about to rip at the top.
Drew back the curtain. Whoa. To see for certain. It's Joseph.
All
right. Right. Talk us through it. Tell us. Speak into the mic. Talk us through your choice.
It's wrapped up, so you could open your eyes because you can't see.
Okay.
What the item is yet. So, I've had to venture across Europe. Well, not literally, but I've had to look abroad to bring this product to us, and it's a treat of mine. It's one of my favourite countries that it originates from to go on holiday.
What are your top three least favourite countries?
Go on.
If you've got a favourite, you must have a least favourite.
Well,
what's your least favourite country?
So, in this... No, I don't have a least favourite country.
We know what Joe's is.
What is it?
Wales.
Wales?
No. Scotland. No, I love them all.
So it's from one of his favourite countries.
What's your favourite country? Or is that where we're getting to?
Yeah, he's getting to that. Come on.
Yeah, I'm building up to that moment.
Can't wait.
This country are famous for many things, such as...
Long stories,
and well, in some ways, yes. And winning the Euros in 2004.
So it's known for long stories and winning the Euros in 2004. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greece.
So, what I've brought before us.
Sorry, we all guessed, aren't we? It's not going to be a Greek salad.
It's. It's got another wrapper. It's gyros.
Gyros.
Oh,
have you spotted?
No, gyros.
Let me see it. Turn it around.
Show the camera. We're not asked. Nice. Explain gyros, why you love it so much.
It's just.
Take a bite.
It's just.
mind.
There's another one as well, Drew.
What does that mean?
Oh, I've got two gyroses here.
Oh, great.
That's chips.
Go on, keep talking. Why do you love it?
Oh, I love it so much because it's just such a good treat. This one, I've brought a pork one. I'd usually get a mixed one, but it's quite expensive, and Drew McGrath bought it for us. But it's a lovely treat. It's got chips in there. It's got meat in there. It's got tzatziki. It's a lovely bread, and it's the perfect combination. And you want me to wow the 9 out of 10 club. You want me to bring someone hot, and I thought this is the answer.
Yeah, I love it.
Wow. Where is this from?
Greece.
One more, no. Joe, and you're done.
I think it's from a restaurant called Athenia.
Athenia, nice.
Which makes sense.
Love it.
Yep.
Right, go back over there, Ethan. You can have a bite of yours. Pass us over it. Right, so we've got the gyros in front of us. It looks meaty. This is just the pork one, did you say?
Yeah.
Wow, a bit of tomato in there. Love it. Joe, need your instant thoughts.
Oh, I've dropped meat everywhere.
Ethan's dropped meat everywhere. The bread's interesting, isn't it? It's like a... Is this pizza?
Ethan, for fuck's sake. Oh, you've seen that before you go.
Carry on, Joe.
Right. Do you know something that's happened in here? I feel bad. My immediate reaction is I feel bad.
Why?
Because I love them. Sort of a Greek sandwich. A gyros, a gyros, a hero, or whatever you want to call it. I don't think that's a great example of one that we've had there. But I don't want to be the person... I don't want to be the person that says no to this because I think it's a good idea. And I feel bad because I know there's a tendency for Ethan to not get his things in the 9 out of 10 club for him to then sort of rebel for the next few weeks. So right, I need to think. Talk me through it, John.
Right, so gyros is for me. Obviously, it's the trend of the moment, in it, having these sort of chips in a bit of pita bread style. It's a classic in Greece, and I can't say I don't like it, but sometimes, I'm going to say this out loud, I ain't a fan of a chip butty. I ain't too much of a fan of a chip butty.
Yo!
Why did you look at my stomach when you said that?
I didn't.
You did.
I tried to look at your ribs.
No, you didn't. You looked at my stomach.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. That's tight.
All right, say it. Right.
No.
Say it again, and I promise I won't look at your stomach.
No.
Just right, put the camera on me, Joe, say it.
No, I'm not going to say it anymore. It. That's tight.
Say you're not a fan of a chip butty.
I'm not a fan of a chip butty. Oh. Sorry about that. It's my mum saying to leave this podcast.
You're all tight. How can you not be a fan of a chip butty?
It's a bit shit, isn't it? A bit claggy.
Right.
Like make mini chip butties, but if your whole meal is just a chip butty, it's all right. You need loads of sauce on it, loads of sauce.
It's dry.
Gyros is... Ethan, stop eating so we can chat. He's fucking munching away. We all know the rules of this one. One bite. The meat was nice. Mm-hmm. The chips could have been crispier. Bit soggy. The bread was nice. It really held it okay. Well, it's been there for a while. I love when you get the fresh red onions in there. Nice, beautiful sauce. Fresh tomato. All together. When you get a banging one, gyros is... are up there.
Yeah.
And I think that was, Ethan had to Google it or on Deliveroo, that was the best he could get.
Right.
Now.
So we put in, if we were to put in gyros, we're putting in the food as a concept or the exact one we had?
Great question. Ethan James, I guess.
Ethan.
Well, obviously I want to get into the 9 out of 10 club, Drew, and if Drew Smith's not really enjoying it so much, which is a disappointment, I guess I'm going to have to fight for the concept. I've got nothing else left.
What, Ian Beale?
Do you know what? I'll take the lead on this one. Actually, no. What are you going to say?
Because the thing is as well, we have to remember, we've already had the Levenshulme Bakery, which isn't the same. It's not the same.
No, it's not.
But when you're talking about a sort of a grilled lamb salad in a flatbread combo, I know which I'd rather have.
I'm going to go on like the best gyros I've had, knowing that that's the concept.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it in the 9 out of 10 club, because the one I had, it was actually in Media City. It was so fresh. It was beautiful. It wasn't on delivery. We waited 30 minutes. It was a nice lamb one. It was beautiful. The chips were nice and crispy, which was supposed to be. So Ethan James, it's in the 9 out of 10 club for me. For me. Joseph.
It needs to be unanimous. I think... What are you laughing at, McGrath?
Everyone just saw that.
I was only whining.
I think if we are nominating the concept of a gyros itself, the chips, the meat, the salad, the bread, this one in particular I'm not putting in. If we're putting in the concept, the idea, the sandwich, then it does go in.
It goes in, it goes in. It's
filled with gyros. Well done, Ethan. That's a lovely little sandwich, that. You well can't argue with it. Come on. Ethan. Chips, meat, salad, spread. It's always going
in. Is that one of your first in there, Ethan?
I've had...
Greg's Steak Bake.
Yes, Greg's Steak Bake, yeah.
And that's the second one. Amazing. Right, what is up next?
Lovely, that.
It's a classic Joe versus Joe.
Can I stop you there?
2-2. What?
Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
I've got a new feature.
Okay, go for it.
You ever heard of Dragon's Den?
Yeah.
What about Dragon's Slop?
Okay. I mean, go on.
Because I have been inventing things.
Yes, love this. Okay. Well, you said that. You had an idea and you were doing it 5 minutes before we went live.
No.
No,
this has been in prototype phase for a long time. So here's the first thing I want to show you. Do you know when you're putting the... Have we spoken about this before?
Where's this come from?
It's an idea I've come up with.
Okay.
Do you know when you... My least favourite thing to do around the house is put the washing out.
Yeah.
Right? I hate pegging stuff up.
You like pegging, though.
Going back to the table... Getting the wet washing, going back to the line, back to the thing, get a peg, back to the
nightmare.
It's basically doing like shuttle runs at football.
Yeah.
So I thought, what you need is all of those things to be with you at all times during the process. So I came up with this, Joe.
Okay.
You see here, this is a picture of a man. You, he's slightly balding, so I thought it might be you.
Well, looks like me.
Wearing a double bucket simulator, where this bucket here would be to hold the wet washing. This bucket here would be to hold the pegs.
Yeah.
So you can just go, wash it, peg, all the way down the line without having to return to some, decentralized location of washing. Now I thought, nothing like a blueprint. I thought, let's go one better.
Yeah.
Let's bring in a prototype model.
Love this.
This is my invention. If anyone wants to put this to market, email us at sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Any inventors, any entrepreneurs want to invest in this? Let me just pop it on.
Just invest in the pod if possible first. Here we go. Joe's off to the side now. He's putting an apron on. Wow. Look at this. So Joe has got the big basket with the little basket to the side. An apron on that is wonderful. That is amazing. And how's it looking, yeah?
So.
You can wear it well.
Here it is. So what you would do is.
Yeah.
What you would do is you'd put the washing in here, the wet washing in here.
The wet washing in that big basket.
You peg in here, peg in here.
You peg in there.
Do you mind taking your shirt off?
No. Nope.
Okay. So we'll just have to imagine it. Imagine this is the washing. So you're full of wet washing. And then you put it out on the line.
Yeah.
Grab a peg.
Oh,
pop it on.
That's class.
Move on. Out the thing. Pop it on. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Pop it on. Look at this.
If anyone's interested in investing in this,
yeah,
I will be offering up 1% of the business for £100,000.
That's mad. Have you got a name for it?
Great question. Double wet peg bucket.
The double wet peg bucket.
What do you think?
JML would fucking love
it. Is this going to be a feature every week?
What, you bring that in?
Just this again?
Just this, yeah, every week. Like well, that'd be a surprise.
Nice though, isn't it?
Yeah, that is good, yeah. Do you not have a wash basket anyway that you do that?
Yeah, but it's not attached to the body. You've got both hands free there. Both hands free. Don't make me go over it again.
Yeah, well, you can just put the wash basket between your legs.
What, and walk down up and down the washing line? Ethan, what did you make of that?
What do you mean?
Genuinely.
I was a big fan, and I'm also a big fan of this as a new concept, because I think I could invent something as well, like you.
Really? Just Joe doesn't really have that creative spark that we have, so I think it'd be good.
I just don't want a feature that relies on you and Ethan sitting there with 5 minutes to go before podcast going, I don't know what I'm going to invent this week. I've not really had time to think.
Maybe we'd invent a planner that makes things easier to plan.
Yeah.
Go on then, Joe versus Joe.
Dick shits. Anyway, yeah, I'd take that, £20. I'll buy it off you now.
Really? 50.
I'm either going to spend 50 on that or 50 to get... something up Ethan's bum.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
And I think the bum.
Yeah, yeah, I'll keep that.
Much more value.
Perfect.
Right, Ethan James, it's time for Joe versus Joe.
Yes. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Joe's versus Joe. I've actually picked a topic this week.
Oh, I love it.
And the topic is Jamie Redknapp. Question one.
Sorry. I might have misheard you. What did you say the topic is?
Jamie Redknapp, sure.
Why is the topic Jamie Redknapp?
Because I just thought it'd be... I've done a couple of general knowledges back to back.
So you thought you'd go with someone who has no knowledge of anything? The opposite of general knowledge.
Okay, I think I'm ready for Jamie
Redknapp. I get my phone out to write my answers
right,
down.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Jamie Redknapp.
Yeah, go on.
I know, he's all right.
Yeah, question one. What club did Redknapp begin his career?
Right. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I think that might be the other one.
Don't mean to go first?
Yeah.
West Ham.
Yeah, you're right. I put Villa.
The answer is Bournemouth.
Bournemouth?
Too early for us.
Too early. Right, next question.
Fucking Redknapp.
Did he play for Villa?
I think he played for West Ham. He might have played for Villa. I didn't.
He didn't play for either of those two teams. Carry on.
I'm sure he did play for West Ham.
Nah, he didn't.
I just made that up as well. Question two. On the 17th of August 2002, when Redknapp's Tottenham drew 2-2 to Everton at Goodison Park, who did Redknapp assist to hand them their first ever Premier League goal?
It's got to be... It's got...
Who? Liverpool?
It was for Tottenham.
Okay, I've got a guess.
And a 2-2 draw to Everton.
Okay, I've got a guess.
Who you put?
Jermaine Defoe.
I took a punt at Lampard.
The answer is Matthew Etherington.
Right, you're having a fucking laugh here, aren't you? You're taking the piss, aren't you? Matthew Etherington! What is this?
What are you talking about?
You've lost it, man.
Etherington! Jesus.
Okay,
Christ.
Zero for two then. Zero for
Matthew
two.
Etherington.
How did you even get that question?
Oh, come on.
Right, next question.
Is it 3-2, by the way, overall?
No, it's 2-2.
Overall? Okay.
Question three. On the 6th of September...
All right, I'm going.
On the 6th of September...
Go on.
19 what?
On the 6th of September 1995, Redknapp made his England debut against Colombia. What was the score?
I'm sick of you.
It's closest. No, it's like you've got to take a just guess, haven't you?
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
2-1 England.
I put 1-0.
No, it was 0-0. 0-0 draw.
Fucking hell. That one's really drained the life out of me. I thought I was up for it for the first three.
Question four.
Now I've come crashing down.
This is a shambles, this Ethan. Come
How?
On.
Why is it a shambles?
Oh, it's all right.
Come on.
It's all right.
Question four. Where did Redknapp marry his second wife? Clue, it's in London.
Do you want, like, the building or the part of London?
The building, please.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right, I've got a guess.
White Hart Lane.
The Savoy.
The answer was the Chelsea Registry Office.
This last one has got to be closest wins.
It's been quite disappointing. I don't think we've got a correct score.
No, we haven't, actually. No. Matty Etherington was somewhere in quite in a deep recess in my mind.
He was my second guess,
though. Yeah, me too. I went Defoe, and then it would have been Etherington.
The decider. Oh, yeah. If not, we'll have to go to the next decider.
If we both guessed the exact same answer, one of us won't win.
Yeah. How long did his first marriage last?
What is this about his deep personal life?
How long did his first marriage last?
Right, do you want to go first this time?
I've put 5 years. You've not thought of an answer. That
I have. I'll be honest. I was going to say 12 years. So that's a big difference. I'm not just saying six, am I?
So none of you are on the money, right. But it's closest wins.
Come on.
And the
this.
Closest.
Poor relationships.
Taking home the 3 points.
Poor relationships.
Please, 1 point. It's 1 point for a win, not three.
Oh, sorry. The 1 point, like his 0-0 draw against Colombia in 95.
Never forget.
Is Joe Smith.
Yes!
It's 19 years.
Get in! How long?
19
That's
years.
That's a lovely relationship, time. That. 19
Was
years.
Was that with Louise?
I can't remember the name.
Okay,
but,
of course you can't. Well done. Well done to Jamie Redknapp as well. 19 years. Wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable. 3-2 to me. This is a comeback for the ages, this Joe.
Well,
have we got time for a couple of Ask Ethans? Very, very
fire
quick.
Away.
Very, very quick. Oh, actually, I've only got one. I've got one Ask Ethan.
As well.
Okay, you go first.
Tell us, Ethan, about your Tinder pickup line.
That's the same one I had.
Well, obviously, I don't use Tinder anymore because I'm a taker man. But this conversation has come up the other day when I was suggesting for my housemate Patterson what ideas he should use. So one was, are you Jasper Carrot? Do you know Jasper Carrot?
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, because I'd like you to touch my golden balls.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, and the other one was...
That's borderline harassment, that one.
Steel. Well, you could say. Well, the other one is a confectionery one. Sorry.
Don't say that again.
Split or steel.
Split is really awful.
Split your golden balls.
Nope. Ethan.
And my final suggestion would be to those...
Well, you came up with two.
The final suggestion to us.
My second and final suggestion.
My second guess was.
So it's advice to the single guys out there. So the other one that might win you someone is, are you a Terry's chocolate orange? Because I would to unwrap you and bang you on the table.
That's pretty good, that Ethan. Yeah.
Here's the problem. I need to stop you there. Because you bang a chocolate orange before you unwrap it.
Actually, the chocolate orange tagline was "Don't tap it, whack it."
Yeah,
that's quite aggressive, Ethan.
Have
you ever whacked it?
What does that mean?
Mm. You know what it means.
With your knob?
No.
Oh.
With your knob. How old are you? Actually, how old are you?
27.
Oh, you look good.
What's the best word for a penis?
Great word.
That you'd use maybe in the bedroom.
I think ghoulies.
Get your ghoulies out.
Yeah.
Really?
Imagine.
Ethan, what would you use?
Imagine you're just getting down to business and Becky goes, go on and get your fucking girlies out, boy.
Yeah, she's now a 40-year-old man. What word would you use, Ethan?
Maybe chopper.
I think that's a great place to end it.
Yeah, what would the follow-up question is, what would you use for the vagina?
Oh, dear.
Ethan?
Maybe fanny.
Yeah. It's simple.
That's just the trailer.
Yeah.
The pause. No, I'm not even including me asking him. The pause. The look. Maybe fanny. That's what we're doing for the trailer. Listen, we have had a hectic week, so you'll love this one. We got the Sloppy Joes to you. We will be continuing Sloppy Joes as normal from next week. We'll do a little extended one. We've also got my back waxing on the go. And we'll review the 9 out of 10 club soon.
Yeah, we're going to do a Patreon exclusive 9 out of 10 club review where everything comes out. It's like cleaning out your cupboard.
Table.
Everything gets come out. We wipe the 9 out of 10 club out. And then we put only the best stuff back in.
And then we'll do like a little
We're doing
democracy.
Polls. We're letting every one of our patrons decide what stays in the 9 out of 10 club. It is fantastic.
Yes.
Coming up, to get in there, you have to be a patron. So make sure you join the patron Sloppy Joe's podcast on Patreon.
Yeah. And when we leave this, I'll put a little advert for the Patreon on after it so you see exactly what you get and where to sign up. Ethan, you've been wonderful.
Thank you, Ethan.
Thank you.
Joe, you've been lovely.
So have you, mate.
I've had a great time. Goodbye, Sloppy.
Bye bye. Wave, Ethan, please.
Say Fanny again. It was funny.
Fanny.